would say my main mission is always the same. As Beethoven, I think it was Beethoven who said that music has to fire people's hearts. So I think the art of music is something that has to change people, has to touch them and make them different, so the people would feel something new or just feel something very special. So that's for me the art of music.
Den ukrainske pianist Antoni Berezhevsky spiller i år på Copenhagen Sommerfestival sammen med violinisten og landsmanden Dmytro Udovichenko. Det er tredje gang Berezhevsky optræder på festivalen. Første gang det var tilbage i 2015, længe før krigen i Ukraine. Han var dengang 26 år gammel og havde netop vundet den berømte Rubinstein-klaverkonkurrence. Og koncertprogrammet, ja, det bestod af to russiske komponister. Siden dengang har verden forandret sig. Og det samme har hans koncertprogrammer, som nu, måske naturligt nok, har fået større fokus på ukrainske komponister.
Yeah, at some point I decided that probably I contributed already a lot to Russian culture, but also I don't want to have something in common with Russian culture. I don't feel that it's right in the moment. When I think about Russian culture, I immediately see the Russian bombs and missiles in our cities, and yeah, just it triggers me somehow, and I think. I can play something else instead of Russian music, and I think it doesn't mean that Russian culture is bad or good. It's just my inner feeling that for me now it's not appropriate to do.
Antoni Berezhevsky, som i dag er 36 år, er født og opvokset i Kiev, men han bor i dag i Holland. Jeg spørger ham, om krigens triste omstændigheder måske, ironisk nok, også kan have haft den effekt, at der på den europæiske musikscene er kommet mere fokus på ukrainske komponister, som ellers historisk set har stået i skyggen af det russiske.
I would not wish that it would be the trigger to for popularization of Ukrainian culture, of course, it's very sad circumstances. But of course, I'm glad that it's happening finally. And for me, it's very touching and very important that this music, I can hear this music on big stage. This music really deserves to be heard. Deserves to live, and deserves to have place in the people's hearts. I don't know, because I think for many years this music was maybe shadowed by other cultures, or even Ukrainians always preferred to play music of especially Russian music, much more than Ukrainian. But I think this music really deserves that we can share it, something with this music, with people. For many people still, it's somehow an unopened book. And yeah, for me it's very important to show it. Always wanted to add Ukrainian music in my programs, but actually, it sometimes it was quite hard to program. Somehow programmers always were afraid of new music, of unknown music.
Why do you think they were afraid of it?
I don't know. There is no reason for that. It's just fear. And if they don't afraid, then they are always surprised, because this music is powerful and interesting, and it also people reacts very enthusiastically on it.
Så lad os her i podcasten få en lille forsmag på de to ukrainske komponister, som vi sideløbende med mere velkendte toner fra Beethoven og Ravel kan se frem til at høre til koncerten den 3. august.
So we will perform Postscriptum by Valentin Silvestrov and Triptych na Verkhovini by Ukrainian composer Evgeny Stankovich. Yeah, and these two pieces, they are pretty different, although both Stankovich and Silvestrov are students of the same teacher, Boris Letoshinsky, and they both started as avant-garde composers. Then they developed their own unique style.
Sonaten, vi hører her i baggrunden, er Postscriptum, som blev skrevet i 1994 af Valentin Silvestrov.
Yeah, so Postscriptum is very interesting piece. It also contains of three movements, and yeah, sometimes you feel that he doesn't want to create the classical sonata, or it starts to deconstruct one by one. So this approach is very interesting. It opposes classical style, also speaking, like making a dialogue with a classic style. For Silvestrov, it's very important that music has several layers, and even if there is the music is very tonal and simple, there is always something that takes this music out from banality. Some extra pauses, some extra soft dynamics, some changing tempo changes, or even sometimes very subtle key changes, and this gives to listener image of something broken or something unusual.
Violinisten, som vi hører spille sammen med Antoni Berezhevski her i det her klip, det er ikke Dmitri Udovichenko, for de to de har slet ikke optrådt sammen før. Det bliver første gang, når de åbner Copenhagen Sommerfestival i år. Det var festivalleder Paul Rosenbaum, der fik ideen til at sætte de to ukrainske musikere sammen, da de begge spillede på Copenhagen Sommerfestival for 2 år siden. Og i mellemtiden har den 25-årige Dmitri Udovichenko vundet den prestigefyldte Queen Elizabeth violinkonkurrence. Så det bliver virkelig 2 verdensstjerner i topform, som vi kan se frem til at høre på Charlottenborg.
Yeah, so this collaboration actually is a result of Paul's Rosenbaum's idea. And I was super happy because I always admired his playing. And yeah, I'm very looking forward to collaborate with him. He's a very skilled musician and very mature in his age. And I think his intellectual control is just incredible. And he's... I spoke to him several times and he really is very intellectual and intelligent person. But he has also this drive, this power of real artist.
Inden vi runder af, skal vi selvfølgelig også lige en tur forbi Stankovic. Det vi hører her, det er firehændigt klaver, spillet af Antoni Baryshevski og Elisabeth Holmegaard på Copenhagen Sommerfestival i 2023. Stankovic har lavet sig inspirere af bjerglandsbyen Verkhovni, som ligger højt oppe i de ukrainske Karpater.
Yeah, I like that there is energy in this music, very powerful, even archaic sometimes. This pure and raw energy that he tries to transmit.
For de flestes ører er det her musik måske lidt mere udfordrende at lytte til end Silvestrov, som vi hørte før. Men musik, det skal ikke altid kun være behageligt, mener Antoni Baryshevski. Det må gerne kunne røre ved alle følelser i spektret.
When you hear the music, sometimes you fear, sometimes you cry, sometimes you are happy, sometimes you even smile, sometimes you are just shocked, or sometimes you are calm, and it's all fine, it's all interesting to experience. Sometimes you are even angry, and it's also experience, and sometimes it's very important experience for some kind of music. Because I remember sometimes I was angry after the concert, but this music was interesting for me, so I was continuing explore it, and in the end I was interested in it.
Hvis noget af musikken fra denne podcast-episode har vakt din interesse, så kan du, udover selvfølgelig at møde op til koncerten den 3. august, gå ind på Copenhagen Sommerfestivals YouTube-kanal. Her kan du høre al klavermusikken med Stankovic og Silvestrov, som vi lige har lyttet til, som er plukket ud fra Antoni Baryshevskis koncert på Copenhagen Sommerfestival i 2023, optaget af Pro Records. Violinstykket, som vi hørte uddrag fra, det var Silvestrovs Postscriptum, opført i Kiev Philharmonic af Baryshevski sammen med violinisten Ihor Zaporodny. Podcasten blev produceret for Copenhagen Sommerfestival af mig. Jeg hedder Camilla Tiefensee Schrøder.